services, Lavazzi at boom1.co.uk present the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 200, and I've written it down here somewhere, 47. I'm Adam, and I'm back. And here is Debbie Melrose.
Yay. I'm back.
Mary Lang.
And I just got back.
Yay.
And Kirby Bartlett Sloan.
Run.
Yes.
I can't help. Have a quote. Sorry.
It was a quote. What was the quote from then?
You named the episode.
Rose, come on.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. I suppose I better make some sort of explanation as to my absence. I think everybody knows, more or less, at least the people that are a member of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, which you can join. I've been rather ill with chickenpox. My boss, when I told him they had chickenpox, was looking at chickenpox for children, which is quite a minor illness. And expected
it's
me.
It's not that minor, even for kids, it isn't.
And expected me back after 9 days. I was still very ill after 9 days. I wasn't going back. And the doctor the doctor said, "You're having a laugh, aren't you?" More or less, when I went down, he said, "Oh, my boss wants me back tomorrow. You're not well enough." And they just wrote out a sick note, so I had to take that in. So I was off. So I'm going back today. But yes, I've been rather ill. I haven't been really able to do much apart from moan and grumble and sweat and be ill. I'm not physically ill, but just ill. Just not, you know, just feeling really, really bad. Not able to do anything at home, let alone podcasting. So I didn't really want to do much other than sit downstairs or lie in bed. So I didn't really want to leave the other room, which would have meant me coming in here and recording. And I was not very happy. So wasn't conducive to podcasting, unfortunately.
Well, it's good that you didn't get sick until after the end of the most recent series.
I suppose yes, you could look at it that way. I've got a message. It's probably from Ben. Out and about currently, may make it back, may not. He's very mysterious. It's Ben Shubler.
Yeah.
So not been very well, so do apologise. It's the first time we've had any sort of break, any hiatus, and Michael Grade had nothing to do with it. It was, unless he gave me chicken pox. The irony, of course, is the fact that both my children have had chicken pox when they were younger, and I didn't catch it. So how I managed to catch it now off what I imagine is my daughter's teacher, because she had it 2 weeks before I did, and I think Isabella was the carrier. And I think what happened was she got infected. I walked home with her, held her hand, and contracted it, because my mum apparently contracted it. She went round a friend's house. Both her friend's kids were on the sofa covered in chicken pox, and her friend said, "Oh, you've had chicken pox, haven't you?" She said, "No," and she immediately caught it just by being in a room with them.
Wow.
The worst part of it was that when I went to the doctor, when I first had it, and because I was feeling absolutely terrible, the doctor didn't even examine me and just said that I had pityriasis rosea. By Friday, I was covered in spots and feeling extremely bad. So on the Saturday, I went to the hospital. I said, because I did actually look it up on YouTube and diagnosed myself in the end. So.
That's sad.
Yes, not good. Two qualified doctors down at our medical centre couldn't be bothered to even examine me. They just said, "Oh, you've got this." And I had to look it up on the internet. I went to a doctor at the hospital at the Beacon Centre who said, "Well, of course you've got chicken pox." By then, I'd missed out on 5 days treatment, which would have been the antiviral stuff I should have been taking. Unfortunately, they gave me antibiotics, which did nothing for me apart from make me feel very bad.
I was really worried when you said that, because my uncle died.
What?
So as soon as you said that, my uncle died of chickenpox.
What? Really?
That's a comforting thought.
Yeah,
because he wasn't drinking.
He wasn't drinking?
That's why I went silent. It was like, okay, get well.
Did he say he wasn't drinking?
No, he didn't get treated. He got, he basically got told it was something else like you were.
Huh. But I didn't really get treated. I just drunk.
That really is scary.
How old is he then?
was very nice. He was 35 at the time.
Oh, for God's
wow.
sake. Right, I'm going to write that for a complaint. I was thinking of writing a complaint for them, but no, I am going to be writing a complaint now after that. And can you keep that in mind, Debbie, when Nathaniel moans about me going back now, when I'm still feeling a bit weak and tired and I tire very easy and stuff like that. So keep that in mind. I'll just say go and see that lovely lady, Debbie, who works in M&Co and see, refer to her story of a beloved family member who didn't quite make it back to work, shall we say.
Only the good die young.
Debbie keeps dropping out.
Does she?
Am I?
Yeah.
Not for me.
Need to deal with us anyhow.
Oh, now she is. Yeah.
That's what I was referring to.
Okay, right. Well, how is everybody anyway? Sorry about it. I have missed you all. Well, sort of. Actually, no, Debbie. I just saw before. No, when I saw you, I bought at least. Yeah. Get the word. Which one, right? Isabella. That's the one. Into your shop, and we bought that frozen bag. Head thingy. That was when I was at my most contagious. I'd just like to point out. I didn't know I had it at that point.
It's comforting.
But that was my second day of feeling ill. I didn't have a rash at that point. I thought I had man flu. So I was just taking loads of Nurofen and the standard paracetamol companies made a lot of money out of me that week. And Lucozade for that matter. Sponsors. Yes?
I said our yum.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay, right. This week we're going to be talking about the stuff I wanted to talk about a couple of weeks ago, which was we're going to be looking at over the last 8 series of Doctor Who and trying to decipher amongst ourselves and maybe some people who may or may not have written in some feedback, which is the best series so far?
All of them.
Oh, I thought we were supposed to make a list of our favourite episodes.
That is one thing that I'm quite happy for people to do. I haven't done that myself, but I can work it out from the list I have made. Where's my list from? Rustling paper sound effect. No, I wasn't favourite. No, I didn't, Debbie. Now, come on. I didn't do that. I have lost my paper. I didn't do that. I've lost my piece of paper.
Your favourite.
No. I'll explain what I actually did, and it was quite clear. Where's my bloody list gone? I had it 5 minutes ago. I've lost my list. I had a list of thing on it. It's been by the computer all week. And then the moment I actually need the blimmin' thing, it disappeared. I've just had it a few seconds ago. I've got a new keyboard. It's much bigger than the old one. And you know what, right?
Ooh.
Right, I've got to find
my power of the keyboard.
It's disappeared. Oh. Where's it gone? Flame neck.
A wormhole has appeared.
Well, it must have done. It was here. I picked. Oh, that's a piece of paper I need. I can't believe it. A piece of paper I actually need is still here after all this time. And voila. Here it is. On the floor. Right. Now, I can explain what I did. I'm going to move back towards the microphone. I can explain what I did, Debbie. What I did was. See what it is? Went through each series of Doctor Who and picked out, like, episode one. I looked at each episode one. I'll give you an example. Rose. Pardon me. New Earth.
Yes.
Smith and Jones. Partners in Crime. The 11th Hour. The Impossible Astronaut. Asylum of the Daleks. And Deep Breath. Now, I looked through all of those episodes and decided which was the best episode one. And then that went as my episode one of all of First Lake series. And what I'm actually compiling is a series of Doctor Who, the best of, out of the last 8. So we actually create one whole series. I'm saying series because I can. That, I worked out...
Is there a different word?
Let's be quiet.
Season.
I worked out that the best episode one is Partners in Crime. So that went as my episode one for my series of Doctor Who.
Now I see. I didn't know. It was
quite simple. Was quite simple.
Yeah.
You put Rose, did you?
Rose is my first episode. Yeah.
It's your favourite first episode.
It's my favourite first episode, mainly because the build up.
Now I see what you're talking about.
Don't worry. We can still do this. Where's my pen gone? Right. So.
Well, the thing is that doing it that way, that's extremely easy.
No, the way I've done it, you mean?
No, to decide which is the first best of the first episodes.
Okay, well, okay. So Debbie thinks
that would be the 11th hour. I mean,
you think it's 11th hour, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Mary?
Well, of first episodes, for me, it was kind of a tie between 11th hour, and I thought the Christmas Invasion was a first episode. So
no, a Christmas Invasion was a Christmas episode, so that was technically a 14th.
But it introduced
episode.
The new Doctor.
Yeah, but it's not a first episode of the series.
That was my favorite special.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, well, we all have these different ways of looking at the series.
I gave you the choices.
The series, so.
Out of the choices I gave you, what do you think is the best introduction episode of a series of Doctor Who? So it's Rose, Smith and Jones, Partners in Crime, New Earth, 11th Hour, Possible Astronaut, Deep Breath, or Asylum of the Daleks. So what's the best one out of those for you then, Mary?
I would put those other two in the proper order and say
Asylum of the Daleks. Be quiet. It doesn't matter about the order. I'm just giving the titles. It does give some sort of joy.
Okay. Ooh, then I'd have a hard time deciding between Asylum of the Daleks and 11th Hour.
Right. Would you? You have to pick one.
Okay. 11th Hour.
Okay, right. So 11th Hour has had two votes. Right, out of you lot. I didn't give it a vote, I should say. So therefore, because it had two and all the others had one, 11th Hour is our favourite first episode. How about that? We're getting somewhere. Right then.
Of course.
The second episode's choices are not necessarily in order.
Oh, now, okay.
Yeah. We're not doing it by stories, this is episodes, Kirby. Right, because you can find that a two-part story, one episode could be rubbish, and the other episode would be quite good. And I'll give an example to this being in Series 6, when we had Rebel Flesh and Almost People. For me, Flesh was quite good, and Almost People wasn't very good. So that gives an example of what you can get out of a two-part story. Right, so the second episode choices are, End of the World, Tooth and Claw, Shakespeare Code, Fires of Pompeii, Beast Below, Day of the Moon, Dinosaurs on a Spaceship, Into the Dalek. So, for me, I chose Fires of Pompeii as my favourite episode two.
How come you keep getting the order mixed up?
Oh, be quiet, you. Doesn't matter.
I would pick Dinosaurs on a Spaceship.
All right. One for dinosaurs, yes. Debbie?
Fires for me.
Right. Fires for Debbie. Kirby?
End of the World.
Okay, so and I voted, as I said, for Fires of Pompeii, so therefore the best episode two is Fires of Pompeii. Right.
The next
is working
one is
really
easy
well.
Way.
In fact, it's working much better than I actually imagined it would. So... Episode
well, if you'd
three.
You explained it properly in the
I
first
did,
place,
but no one listens. Right, episode three, the favorite episode. Sorry, the best. Sorry, the list of episodes is because you
this
put me off.
This one's easy.
Be quiet. Right, Unquiet Dead, then School Reunion, then Gridlock, then Planet of the Ood, then Victory of the Daleks,
boo,
Curse
hiss.
Of the Bad Plot. Oh damn, I've written it
boo,
down as
boo,
good.
Boo,
Curse of the Black Spot. Town Called Mercy and Robot of Sherwood. So what's the best one then, Kirby?
School Reunion.
Okay. What's the best one then, Debbie?
School Reunion.
What's the best one then, Mary?
School Reunion.
And I put down... Hang on. School Reunion, it's a unanimous decision.
Sarah Jane. I mean, it's Sarah Jane.
Well,
and Anthony
easy.
Head being incredibly scary.
Yes, indeed. Right. So
I've only ever seen Anthony Head in one thing ever, and that's this thing called School Reunion. So
now we've been in loads of stuff.
It was the Gold Blend Man.
He was. Yes. Okay. Right.
Right.
The Gold Blend Man, as in Nescafe
the
Gold Blend.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
Jim Buffy.
Yes. Right. Episode four. Then right. The choices are Aliens of London. The Girl in the Fireplace, Daleks in Manhattan, Sontaran Strategy.
This is a hard one.
The Time of Angels, The Doctor's Wife, Power of Three. Should have been episode three, that one, shouldn't it, really? And Listen.
Listen.
Right, so those four are your choices. I'll give you what I gave. as my choice for episode 4, and that was The Doctor's Wife. It's gone quiet, so we're going to go with Kirby.
I would go with Doctor's Wife.
Oh, Doctor's Wife for Mary, right?
Kirby? The Time of Angels.
Okay, and Debbie?
Doctor's Wife.
Therefore, The Doctor's Wife is best episode 4.
Sorry, I didn't make it unanimous.
No, but it was pretty good, wasn't it? Right.
I'm much more likely to watch Time of Angels over Doctor's Wife.
Okay, right. Episode 5, choices are World War 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Rise of the Cybermen. Evolution of the Daleks. Poison Sky. Flesh and Stone. Rebel Flesh. Angels Take Manhattan. Time Heist. My choice for episode 5 was The Angels Take Manhattan. Debbie, what do you
really?
Think? Now, oh, shut up, you. What do you think?
I think Angels Take Manhattan.
Right, Kirby went really, really quiet, high-pitched voice. Wouldn't
I, said, I said really? I can't
no,
believe
you went,
that.
Really? So what do you reckon then? What's your favourite?
Flesh and Stone.
Okay, and Mary?
Rise of the Cybermen.
Okay, well, two of us voted for Angels Take Manhattan, so therefore Angels Take Manhattan. We have this interesting to see if we all vote for a different episode somewhere along the line, isn't it? That's our best number 5. I'm just writing this down. Right, episode 6. Right, your choices are... You've gone quiet.
Yes.
1, 2, 3,
wait,
4.
You just say it.
Yeah, I'm just looking. Right, Dalek. Isn't the first
one?
There you one. Go. Yeah, I mean, you may as well start.
Let me carry on. Further, yes. Let me carry on.
Yeah, stop there.
Right. For which one are you on? We're on 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Right, sorry, Age of Steel. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh,
look at where I am. The Lazarus Experiment. Oh dear. 1, 2, 3. The Doctor's Daughter. Be quiet. The Doctor's Daughter. Vampires in Venice.
Of.
The Almost People. The Snowmen. Yes, a Christmas episode was number 6, because that was right in the middle of the series. So The Snowmen. And The Caretaker. So what's the best then out of those episodes? For me, as you've all gone very quiet, I put down Dalek. Debbie, what do you reckon?
Dalek.
Kirby, what do you reckon?
Dalek.
Mary, what do you reckon?
Vampires of Venice.
It was Dalek, obviously, on that one.
It was a tough choice and between
I,
Dalek.
Which
vampires.
I wrote down, I spelt wrong. I wrote it down as D-A-L-K-E. Let's try and change that.
How? Dal? What?
Dalky.
Yes? No, you should have put an R in there, like a lot of Americans.
Darlek.
Darlek.
Americans do like their R's.
Oi, give me the Darlek.
Yeah. Okay, right. Episode 7, choices are The Long Game. This is going to be more difficult for me to find where I am on this list now because of
getting yes.
The Idiot's Lantern. 42. The Unicorn and the Wasp. Amy's Choice. A Good Man Goes to War. The Bells of St. John. 1, 2, 3, 4. And Kill the Moon. Right, so what's the best out of those for episode 7?
That's an easy one.
Is it? Go on in, Kirby.
Amy's Choice.
All right, okay. Just write it down. Debbie?
I couldn't find it very easy, but I went with Amy's Choice. In
okay.
The end.
Mary?
42.
Yes, and my one was...
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Your ultimate answer?
42.
40, yeah. Well, my answer is A Good Man Goes to War, but the winner on that particular vote was Amy's Choice. So that's episode 7. Right. So you're much better than Moffat compiling a series of Doctor Who. Right then, episode 8.
Bring this out on DVD.
Hey? What do you mean?
The 20 megabyte podcast version of Doctor Who.
No. Okay, right. Episode 8, yeah, sorry. Choices are Father's Day, or even Father's Day, or Father's Day, depending on how you want to pronounce it. Yeah, sorry, I'm not saying it isn't 1, 2, 3, 4. The Impossible Planet, Human Nature, This is tricky, this one. Silence in the Library.
Wow. Mm. We've got some tough choices here.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Hungry Earth.
That's
Let's
tough.
Kill Hitler. The Rings of Akaten. And Mummy on the Orient Express.
Ooh, my.
Right, as you're we get deliberating.
Three.
Yeah, three you, good ones in this.
Three good ones in there.
My favourite was Father's Day. Right, Debbie, what do you reckon?
Well, I couldn't work out. I think it was Silence in the Library for me.
Okay. Kirby?
Silence in the Library.
Mary?
Human Nature.
Okay, so Silence in the Library gets that one. And, yes, it was... Seems that episode 8 is usually quite a good episode by that reckoning. Right, episode 9. Choices are... on this front page. Here we go. I love this. Do you like my paper turning over paper sound effects? Quite impressive, isn't it?
Right. I think you sound very official.
I have paper.
Yeah, all right, that'll do. Right, episode 9. Choices. Empty Child. Done that one. One, two, three, four, five, six. Seven, right. The Satan Pit.
You should have printed this out in advance and checked them off.
Be quiet. The Family of Blood. Forest of the Dead. Done quite well so far, actually. The Hungry Earth. That's all right, isn't it? One, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah.
No,
it's Cold Blood, wasn't it? Sorry, Cold
it's
Blood.
Cold
sorry.
Blood.
Yeah, thank you. Just checking that you were listening. Night Terrors. Cold War. And Flatline. Right. So, I'll tell you what I thought the best episode 9 was. My choice was Forest of the Dead. Mary?
The Empty Child.
Okay. Debbie?
The Empty Child. It was a toss-up between that and Forest of the Dead.
Kirby?
Yeah.
Are you my mummy?
Do you like what? You're saying Empty Child then, are you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so there's the episode 9 then. Right, episode 10. It's getting further and more difficult. The further I go down this list. Right then. Episode 10.
Cross them off of
I
the
I have
list.
Already crossed them off when I was making the original list. So, no. Right. Episode 10, The Doctor Dances. Love and Monsters. So, have a family in blood. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh,
seven,
well, okay. There.
Blink, shush. Blink.
Ooh.
Midnight. Again, another good choice
Ooh.
Of episode. Vincent
Three
and,
tough choices.
Vincent and the Doctor. The Girl Who Waited.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Hide. And In the Forest of the Night. So those are your choices for episode 10. And I will tell you my choice, after a lot of deliberating, because I did actually cross the original choice out, it's Blink. Right, Debbie?
Blink.
Kirby?
Blink.
Mary?
Yeah, it's going to have to be Blink, yeah.
No, be Blink. Right, so Blink, it's therefore, unanimously,
choices.
After you know, it's amazing, all the episodes have been losing for having to pick one out of that lot.
What I'm doing each time through is I'm thinking about... of these choices, which would I be most likely to throw on the DVD player?
Yeah, well, there were four.
Throw on it or put
in
it. Oh, wait a minute. So, right, we're on episode 11 now. And we're going to have to stop at 12 because, obviously, the most recent series of Doctor Who has only had 12 episodes. So, episode 11, therefore, is the first choice, Boomtown, which is quite topical for you, Mary, as we'll discover.
Yes, it is.
Then we have Fear Her. Oh, dear. Then we have...
We didn't even hear that one.
Utopia. Turn Left.
Ooh.
Lodger. Closing Time. I think, was it Hyde next? Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, I think it's Journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, Journey to the Centre of the TARDIS. And Dark Water. So, I'll tell you my choice, which was, we're on 11, aren't we?
You do that.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. It's going to give you a few seconds to decide. Turn Left was my choice on that one. Debbie?
Turn Left.
Okay. Mary?
Utopia.
Okay. And Kirby?
Turn left.
Turn left gets it then. Right, so the final one we're going to do, and we will look at the other ones, but as a series, because we're currently in 12 episodes, but the final we're doing as our series is episode 12. And episode 12's first choice for you will be...
Oh, wait. 13, okay.
I will do 13, forget about Capaldi. Right, so Parting of the Ways is choice number one. Doomsday is choice number two. Last of the Time Lords is choice number three. Stolen Earth. Hang on, which way are you on? Sorry. Yeah, it is. Yeah, no. Stolen Earth, choice number four. Big Bang, choice number... Oh, no, it's not, sorry. It's Pandorica.
No.
No, yeah, it's Big Bang, isn't it? No, Pandorica Opens. I beg your pardon. Is it?
Yeah, no.
It is. Episode 12, Pandorica Opens. For series 5.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I thought
Pandorica Opens, yeah.
What about Sound?
Yeah, you've messed up a couple of them.
Oh, shall I start again then?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that... so it's Bad Wolf. That's what I missed out, wasn't it? Bad Wolf is choice number one.
And you missed
for 12,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Bad Wolf. right. Army of Ghosts. Oh, happy with that one then. Sound of Drums. Oh, nobody's complaining so far. Stolen Earth. I'm on the right lines here.
Yes, you are.
Pandorica Opens. Oh, right, good. Closing Time.
That means in the last run through, God Complex should have been in there, but we wouldn't have voted for it anyway. So.
Mm-hmm, thank you for that. How come I missed God Complex? It must have been a brilliant, brilliant episode. Anyway, right.
It's okay.
Yeah, where did I get up to? Sorry. Stop tapping. Right. Nightmare in Silver.
No, you skipped Crimson Horror.
Oh, yeah, Crimson Horror. Sorry, yes, it's you lot putting me off.
Crimson Horror.
And the final one of that list, according to this, is Death in Heaven. Right, so what's the best one out of that lot? I'll tell you what I chose, and that was The Stolen Earth. Debbie?
I like The Sound of Drums.
I'll just write that down. Sound of Drums. Kirby?
The Crimson Horror.
Mary.
Stolen Earth.
Thank God for that. Right, so Stolen Earth. Episode 12. Right, so unfortunately, therefore, that obviously clearly points out that us revelling about the brilliance of Series 8, none of those episodes have appeared in this list. So therefore, Series 8 is not the best series so far at all, is it? No.
No.
Right, so it's Episode 13, because everybody else wanted to do it.
There are some excellent episodes.
Oh, yes, there are indeed. But none of them as good as previous series. But we might change our minds on that the further we go into the future, because the more we watch them back, the more sort of affectionate maybe we feel towards them. Right, so episode 13. That's right, number 13 down there. I've run out of space. Choices. I hope I'll get this right, because I'm starting to lose the plot. Parting of the Ways. Doomsday, Last of the Time Lords, Journey's End, well, nobody's complaining so far, so I must be right, The Big Bang,
yeah, you're right.
The Wedding of River Song, Nightmare, that's not Nightmare in Silver, this is, Nightmare in Silver, and that's
it.
Wait. Nightmare in Silver.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes, it's Crimson Horror was the previous one.
11. 12.
And we missed out one.
No, that's... Oh, I see. You ended up putting a Christmas special
it
in one
of the because it was in the middle of the series. Yes. So, Nightmare in Silver.
Which is the one where they drag the Earth back in place?
Stolen Earth, isn't it? Oh, no, that's the one after Stolen Earth.
Yeah. Which one is that?
It's Journey's End, isn't it?
Journey's End? Yeah. Is that it? Okay.
Right. So, right. My choice for episode 13... was Parting of the Ways. It's always been my favourite last episode of a series. So Parting of the Ways for me. Debbie?
I wrote down Doomsday, but I'm not sure now.
Okay. We'll come back to you in a minute then. Kirby?
Parting of the ways.
Okay. Mary?
If Journey's End is where they drag the Earth back in place, it's mine. Okay.
Okay, so Journey's End for you. What have you written then, Debbie?
I'll stick with Doomsday.
Doomsday? Okay, right. So, therefore, Parting of the Ways is the choice of number 13. And we finally have the 20 megabyte series of Doctor Who.
Are we going to do anything with all the Christmas?
Yeah, I'll have a look episodes. At that in a sec. But no, we'll do Christmas episodes in a sec. But our series then, our best series okay. of Doctor Who would be, if we were going to compile it, 11th Hour. Pardon, Debbie?
Shall I put it on Facebook for us in a bit?
No, because people need to listen to the show to find it out.
it can be put on after the show is out for yeah, like after 3 days.
Week, if you say so, Kirby. Right there. So okay. our choice then, our series of week, Doctor fine. Who is, if we were Stephen Moffat... And it would be interesting to find out what Ben thought of this. Right, 11th Hour.
If I were Stephen Moffat, I'd quit immediately.
Indeed. Right, 11th Hour, Fires of Pompeii, School Reunion, Doctor's Wife, Angels Take Manhattan, Dalek, Amy's Choice, Silence in the Library, Empty Child, Blink, Turn Left, Stolen Earth, and Parting of the Ways.
Master.
Yes, Kirby.
Master. In this household, it is impossible for... If someone wants quiet in this household, if someone says silence, someone else will always follow it with in the library.
Right.
Yeah. It's impossible to simply say silence.
Right. So from this, I'm trying to decipher what our best series is.
But we're weird.
Are you?
Oh, really?
Angels Take Manhattan.
Haven't we established that a long time ago?
Sounds perfectly normal to me.
right, series 5, I think that was. Bear with me. Or is it series 6?
I'm weird because I put 30-year-old pictures of me carrying a penguin on a box on Facebook.
Funny thing is, right, you put down Amy's Choice, or we put down Amy's Choice as our choice of series 5, and I hadn't actually picked out anything from series 5 myself. So that's quite good in some ways. Right. Silence in the Library, that was definitely series 4. Empty Child, that was series 1. Blink was Blink? Series 3, wasn't it? Yeah. The only episode from series 3. Turn Left, series 4. Stolen Earth, what was that from? Series 4 again?
Series 4.
Yeah. Mm. And Parting of the Way, series 1. Right, and then so I did actually work out from my own original... workings that series 4 was the best series so far because it was the most episodes taken out of it at the moment.
I would say yeah, and if I were just picking a series as the best, I would say series 4.
It still is. We've had 4 episodes chosen, all that we've all picked out from series 4. Series 1.
Donna, as far as I'm concerned, is the best of the modern companions still.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And yeah, I can't see any disagree other with way that. Yes, basically, that is it. Series 4 is the best. And I think Ben yes. would probably agree. So that was quite successful in some ways, wasn't it, Debbie?
Yes, I think so.
It worked rather well, which is unusual for this show. Right.
Well, because you put some reasonable limits on our choices by, you know, going episode by episode rather than just a general list.
But somebody did do the top 10 favourite episodes of Doctor Who, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't do that, but I'd be interested to find out where you are on that. We're talking about New Who, aren't we? Is that correct?
Yeah, we're talking
about New
Who. Go on, and give us your number 10s.
Well, I didn't do that.
What do you mean you didn't do that?
I didn't do an overall top 10.
So what did you do then?
I did my best of each series.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is what I did then. Okay.
Which is it, yeah. Which is,
but essentially, you ended up with a list of the top 10, didn't we? So, which we've already done to a degree, but...
Well, we haven't talked about the Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah, shall we do that then? We'll do that then. Thank you, Mary, for reminding me. Right, so, I haven't actually made a note of my favourite Christmas special, so I'm just going to have a look. Mary, you tell me yours, and I'll have a look quick through the list, and I'll make a decision. Go on.
A Christmas Carol.
Okay. Why?
Why? Because I think it's the most creative, and I think it's Matt Smith at his best. And it's the one that whenever anybody just doesn't know much about Doctor Who, I love to show them Christmas Carol, because it doesn't involve knowing anything else other than, you know, Matt Smith is just so delightful through it.
Right, okay. Debbie?
boring old Christmas invasion.
What do you mean boring yeah. old Christmas invasion?
Yeah,
boring?
That would be my second choice, yeah.
Okay.
I'm so predictable. No, I enjoy it because it doesn't have to be set at Christmas. Hmm. And I love the bit that the snow at the end is actually the spaceship disintegrating yeah. in our atmosphere. Yeah. It's snowing! No, it's not. I like that.
Okay. Kirby?
That's why that's...
Christmas invasion. It's just, but I'm have been very unlikely to go back and watch Christmas Carol for some reason, and yet I will pull.
I watch it every Christmas.
Christmas the Christmas Carol is cast wise is really good, isn't it? It's got and the music's beautiful. It's some certainly has Christmassy elements that are quite good.
And you don't have to know, it's even Christmas Invasion, you kind of have to know who this new guy is, that he is a regeneration.
I don't like the flying fish, though, to be fair.
Yeah, I love the flying fish.
I don't like the flying shark.
But it's funny, and it's scary, and it's all those things, yeah.
Okay. Anybody else other than me? No, it's me now, isn't it? Well, you might be quite surprised to hear that my favourite Christmas special was The Time of the Doctor. Day of the Doctor, sorry. It's the Day of the Doctor.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's fair. What are your reasons? We gave ours.
Hang on, no, The Time of the Doctor. The Christmas one. Which was the Christmas one? The Day of the Doctor was the 25th anniversary. Oh. Sorry, 25th.
Who knows? The Name of the Doctor, the Day of the
Doctor.
You
donut.
Yeah,
I'm ill still.
I get them all mixed. Are you referring to last year's Christmas
yes,
special?
Yes, I am. That's my favorite. So
isn't
far.
That a
that's
town
my,
called
that's
Christmas?
That's my least. Yeah, that's my least favorite of the
well,
Christmas
Well, that's good because you segued nicely into my next suggestion is picking out our least favorite ones.
Ooh,
I'll
easy.
Tell you, my least favourite is The Doctor, the Widow, and the Wardrobe by Long
Yeah, that's
long,
my
long
second
mile.
Least favourite.
Oh, in terms of just Christmas specials?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. The
Debbie, the what's
Doctor,
the worst
Widow
one?
The yeah. Right?
The what's the worst Christmas special?
Well, that one. The Doctor, the Widow,
yeah.
Yeah, that one. No, I hated it.
Mm. And it had such potential.
Master.
It did.
Yes.
I thought it would be so good, and I was left
Yeah.
Master, do you remember, I have this real strong memory of all of us gathering together in front of our microphones a couple of days after that was on, and we were trying so hard to like it.
That does sound like us, yes.
Tell you what, there has the fact
well,
that it's got Alexandra Armstrong in it, it's a shame because I like Alexandra Armstrong. It just was just so ridiculous that... Yeah, didn't like it.
can anybody name the woman's character in that? That was a trivia question.
No.
That stumped the entire
Margaret?
Audience.
Is it Margaret?
Oh, no. My.
No. I can't remember.
It was Madge.
Madge. See, I nearly got it right.
Yes. Yeah. Nobody could think
the
of it.
The funny thing is, my resounding memory of that particular Christmas special was obviously waiting all day for it, having a blazing row just as it started. And then I don't think that's the reason why I didn't like it, but it's just an all-round letdown, that particular episode.
Yeah, it was a huge letdown.
But there you go. Right, so
I'm feeling like this. The one that we're getting a little bit later this month is going to be a good one.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay. I think, I'm fairly confident because people are going to think it's going to be silly. I think it's actually going to be quite sinister.
I want silly.
Yes, silly and sinister, I don't know. But I think it's going to be okay. Sorry, dear.
Ooh, there's a great van just pulled up outside my house. I wonder what they want.
Delivering something. Have you ordered anything?
Well, I know we've got a carpet coming, but that's supposed to be on Thursday.
Surprise! They've come to lay it today.
So, right, so I've got some feedback. At least I hope I have, because I might have accidentally opened something that I should have opened, because I don't know where. When did we last have feedback? When did we last record? Because I've got something here from Ian Kirk, dated the 11th of November. Is that since we last recorded? I don't know where I am.
Insufficient data for meaningful response.
I think, hang on, what is it? It says, say something nice, blah, blah. Oh, no, yeah, he's talking about death and heaven. We've already done that.
We recorded on the 11th.
Did we? That's probably then. Yeah. So that's... Right then, so more up-to-date feedback then. I'll tell you what I did order, and I should really do a picture of it, from a company. Somebody actually posted the link to it on the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, which you can join, thinkgeek.com, and it was a 10th Doctor onesie. Did anybody say that?
Oh, yes.
I ordered that.
I've
got it.
That.
It's
right.
It's quite good, actually. I quite enjoy wearing it.
Got it?
Yeah, I got it, yeah. I haven't taken a picture of myself in it because I wasn't very well when I was out. I'm covered in spots.
Shots now.
It's quite expensive to order if you live in the UK because there's extra shipping costs and stuff. So, but I've got it now. So, yeah. So,
well, I got that. Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
I found a poster, a crossover. My husband's favourite sci-fi ever is Firefly.
Mm.
And there is a poster which has the Firefly rescuing the TARDIS from a train. And I've got that Christmas present to go on the wall because it's a mashup of our favourite ever sci-fi. So, yeah, just thought I'd mention that. I found that if you've got any Serenity fans out there.
Yes, I will. reminded me of that absurd American invention called Black Friday, I think it's called. In which,
well, that really doesn't, it really doesn't survive well anymore.
God, it's ridiculous. But anyway,
got it now,
it's absurd. But no, there was an offer on audio recorder, like the one I'm recording presently on. It was knocked down from $129.99 to $99.99. And wow. I should have got it because I could have actually recorded you lot on it without having to worry about delays, and there is a delay now on my recording device. I'm recording new ones, which means it's going to hamper my editing. But yeah, I should have got that.
The island went crazy Black Friday. It was awful.
I know some people bought some Blaupunkt televisions from Tesco's. But yeah, it's there was some. So most people just walked in, bought their stuff, and left, didn't they?
Yeah, it's the bad manners I found more than anything.
I think they only did that because they've seen the Americans do it and think that's basically what you've got to do. But wrestling TVs out of the arms of defenceless women, I think it's the police should have been called, to be honest with you.
No, that wasn't it.
Yeah,
well, in the States, the Black Friday has bled well into the day previous, which is our Thanksgiving Day. So instead of people being at home with their families on Thanksgiving, they're out shopping. And it's so stretched out now.
It is. I mean, they did it all weekend here. I mean, it's supposed to be a Friday.
Yeah, so it ends up being all weekend.
And it merged into a new thing called Cyber Monday. Now, when I first heard Cyber Monday on the radio, I thought, Cyberman Day. Cyberman Day. Wow, I'm going to buy myself a Cyberman. Yeah, go on. Sorry.
That's it.
Yeah, I posted the 10th Doctor onesie thing on November the 16th.
Yes, and I bought it that day.
And you didn't even like the post.
Because I wasn't Debbie very well, Kirby.
I liked it.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got some feedback. Jeff Waddle has listed his favourite episodes. It's like, I'm not sure if this works because there's a lot of different seasons, stroke splits and stuff. But nevertheless, episode one, his choice was 11th Hour. Episode two, Dinosaurs on a Spaceship. Episode three, The Unquiet Dead. Episode four, Girl in the Fireplace. Episode five, Flesh and Stone. Episode six, Dalek. Episode seven, Kill the Moon.
Dalek.
Episode eight, The Impossible Planet. Episode nine, Flatline. Episode 10, The Girl Who Waited. Episode 11, Utopia. Episode 12, The Pandorica Opens. And episode 13, The Big Bang. If it's seasons on review, series 5, I'm going to say, so I can't say the word season, just beats season 8. On reflection, there's an awful lot of Moffat stories in here, and that's bizarre of a Moffat hater. But as Ben said, individual episodes, he's a great writer. It's just, as a showrunner, he's a bit on the arrogant side.
Yeah, he is a great writer.
Yeah. Yes, and his early stuff was great.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
In top 13, isn't it? Lots of his early stuff.
Anyway, thanks for that, Jeff. That's what I was looking for. But it's nice to see a couple of Series 8 episodes in his list. Right. Andy Nunny has provided me with some audio. And his was actually top 10 episodes, so this will be quite interesting. And this is how it goes.
Well, good evening, 20 Megabyte, it's Andy Nunny here. It's 5:23 on Saturday evening. I've got a glass of Cape Nelson, which is a South African Sauvignon Blanc, and it's quite dry. Oh, nice aftertaste, quite lemony, citrusy, Yeah, very good. I've also got some cheese tuck sandwich biscuits as well, so there you go. Right, had a good day today, watching the big Australia. Come on, you England! Swing church right with swinging, bet on the cricket, bet on the crins last night, but hey-ho, that's life. Anyway, Adam.
Yes?
Glad to hear you're on the mend. Hope the kids didn't have caused you too much bother playing drawing the dots on your head. We wonder what picture it came up with. But anyway, it's good to say that you're back on, well, nearly back to health, but yay. Anyway, the top 10 of the reboot series, I suppose you have to call it. 10th place, Shakespeare Code, I've got there. So I thought it was a very clever episode, enjoyed that thoroughly. In fact, it was filmed just down the road from where I worked at the time, so you never know, I might have been running past it while they were doing some filming work there, you never know. In 9th place, I've got a two-part story, which is Time of Angels, Flesh and Stone. I mean, the Weeping Angel, I think, are just superb. I think this one, they really use them well. You know, the great new alien they brought in the new series. And it was just actually a cracking story, that was. Really was. In 8th place, Turn Left. Now, this was one, you know, the alternate universe one. You know, what happened, it should have gone the other way. And, you know, it sort of used so much of the series' own history with the different things. You know, like having the Titanic actually crashing into the palace. And the bomb going off and things like that. And that's why that was such a good episode. 7th of the two-parter, Empty Child, Doctor Dances. The only Eccleston one I've got. I think it was an absolute cracker, he was. He was just Christopher Eccleston on top form. It's a shame he didn't do, you know, a couple more series, because you never know what he would be like, but he was just brilliant then, wasn't he? The way he just took everything over. Wonderful stuff. In 6th place, I've now lost my way of place in the list. Oh yeah, Listen, the one from this series. I just thought it was actually outstanding. I think the way it started with the Doctor, the way all the mystery. I know this has been a Marmite series, this is a Marmite episode, people looked at hate it. I just think it was one of the best one I've seen. But yeah, that was a good one. 5th one, Night of the Doctor. Now I saw this maybe about 30 months ago. I was actually in Marrakesh on holiday, and I got my laptop there. City of Sunshine, I've got my daughter's cousin's Riyadh on the terrace. Glorious sunshine. Facebook thing from one of my mates saying, yeah, you want to have a look at this. There was a thud as my jaw hit the table. I think probably the same with most other people, because I didn't expect that at all. But I thought that was very good. That's in 5th place. In 4th place, Cold War. Well, anything that's got Vienna in it has got to be good. I mean, that's one of all-time classic tracks. And, yeah, it was just a very, very good story, that. Bringing the Ice Warriors back and seeing the naked Ice Warrior. It bothered a lot from Alien, I think we all discussed at the time. But, yeah, wonderful. Loved it. Thoroughly enjoyed it. In 3rd place, I've lost my list. Ah, yes, Good Man Goes to War. I think just, you know, the intro, yes, with, what was it like, the poem, you know, this is what happened, a good man goes to war, and then Rory's best moment ever in the series, when he said, I've got a message for you,
yes.
And then Sidemen, they see all ships below, and said, would you like to repeat the message? It's just wonderful moment, that, I think, just says everything. In 2nd place, I've got Blink. You know, that's Sally Sparrow, yeah, I know, well, I think Reese lusts after Kerry Mulligan. Don't blame him, I mean, she's a nice bit of stuff. But yeah, this was, again, you're trying to work out where it's coming from, and you've seen the Doctor almost relegated to a minor role, but then he wasn't, was he? And it's the way, yeah, I think it's a very clever way of doing it. You have the Doctor being in the background, but you're still manipulating everything that's going on. And the way it comes full circle at the end with the shop. And in 1st place, I've got Doomsday. Because, my God, I remember watching that, even watching it again. That just rips your emotions to pieces, doesn't it? I mean, just all the way through. I think the beginning piece with Billy Piper doing the opening piece, it sets it up, and it's just, my God, it takes you through the emotional ringer and back again. And I just think, yeah. So there you go. So there's my top 10. So I've rambled on for only about 4.5 minutes, so that's not too long. I'm now going to go to town and meet the lovely Dawn. He's been out meeting one of the mates from the Arlo. God, we live there. Best wishes to all of you. Hope you're all happy, fit and well, and be seeing you.
Thank you, Andy.
Master.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Andy.
One problem with the way that you constructed the list is that there was no way of voting on Day of the Doctor.
Right.
And Day of the Doctor was just...
We were looking at the Christmas specials. We did that ourselves. You didn't pick it. So, no, that's not a Christmas special, was it?
No, it's not a Christmas special.
Yeah, but it wasn't part of a series. It was a special.
No, it's not. It's just... But it was... extremely appropriate, fantastic
yeah.
50th anniversary. Just
I'd put that down as my favourite New Who story. Yes, but I know what you're saying. But yeah, that is my favourite New Who story.
Yeah, for over the past year, if I'm going to just sit down and watch a Doctor Who, I'd say that I've picked that one more than anything.
Yes. Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's a movie.
But the way that you construct, the way that you constructed things.
Well, I don't care. I just think,
was the name of the Doctor listed in there anywhere?
Yes, it was, yes. Okay. Sort of.
Yes.
But no, I'm thinking, no, it wasn't, because it was an episode 14 name of the Doctor. It's sort of, but, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just a compile.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
As far as the Day of the Doctor goes, got an itchy head. Oh, sorry, I've got a spot that's trying to fall off. Yeah, for me, they were talking about, you know, making a movie, weren't they? And it was always this sort of, will they, won't they, who'd play it? Would it be an American actor, a British actor? But for me, they've done it. They did the Day of the Doctor. For me, that's the Doctor Who movie, and it fits in as a movie. It's 3D. It's amazing HD. The story's great. The special effects are great. It's all round superbness. And for me, that is the Doctor Who movie we've been waiting for.
Yes.
Right. So I'm just going to look through the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, which you can join, because I haven't really looked at it much over the last couple of weeks.
Where have you been? You've been right there.
Quiet. There has been some speculation that Handles might have been the remains of Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart. I prefer to think that he actually was the remains of Danny, or Cyber Danny, than the Brigadier. But, yeah, what do we think on that one?
Oh, I like that idea.
What, the Cyber Danny or the Brig?
The Cyber
Danny. The Brig.
I don't think, I prefer not to think it was a Brig, because I think that the Doctor might have known it was the Brig somewhere along the line and wouldn't have called it Handles. But he had the future Doctor obviously had a name for Danny, P.E. but I'd like to, that would be nice to think of that it was, that's where that Cyberman came from that event with a bit of timey-wimeyness going on.
Tied beautifully.
I think Cyber Brig was overkill.
Yeah, I didn't like the idea. That's why I preferred to think it was Cyber Danny.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Clara was obviously with them at the time that Handles was around is quite interesting. Anyway, right, so anything else that happened in the last couple of weeks? There was some news, wasn't there? Shall we have a look at news?
Oh, I haven't looked at news in the past couple of weeks
I'm
either.
I'm pretty sure stuff has happened in the last couple of weeks. So we're going to look back. I can't go back 2 weeks. And I think to refer to news at... Pardon?
From... Like the con
Mary. Oh, yes, Mary, talk about your con, please.
Yeah.
While I load this up. Thank you, Debbie. It's much easier when you sat next to me, because I can understand what you're saying then.
Let me think back. The con, yes. Where I had the pleasure of meeting Billy Piper, Noel Clark, and Camille Cadore.
Name dropper.
Wait, let me tell you.
No pictures yet? Where are your pictures?
Well, I didn't take any pictures, but I could happily post a bunch of pictures from the Chicago TARDIS Facebook, because everybody in the world is posting a gazillion pictures. That's why, because I'm a rubbish picture taker, and I always hold back anyway and not post mine, because everybody else does such a good job. So I just decided not to even take a camera this time. but I had my picture taken with Billy and with Noel. And I had the delightful experience of sitting with Annette Badlands, who is Margaret Slavine. But my interest in her, and she thought that it was really funny that there was somebody at a Doctor Who convention who was an EastEnders fan. So I talked EastEnders with her for 40 minutes, getting all the inside scoop on how they make it and what it's like to be an actor in it and all that. It was really fun. Let me think here. Billy Piper had a terrible cold, and she was apologizing to everybody all the time, that she had to blow her nose, or had to, take care of herself for her cold. And she even had to leave early to get back to the UK because they started up filming more of the Penny Dreadful series that she's a part of.
Oh, is that still on?
What, I guess they're going to do another season. I've never seen it because it's on a, you know, premium pay channel, Showtime. So someday, maybe if they put it out on a DVD, I may see it. And Noel Clark is a stitch. He is so much fun. He's like a live wire, and so laid back. And he was so into the children at the convention that that's about all he could see were the kids. And you could fall over him at times because he was always stooping down talking with kids. And there was a big emphasis this year on the children. And so we had more children than I've ever seen at a con. Because they had special events just for the kids. And Noel Clark was in his element, you know, playing around with the kids and talking with them. And during open discussion, you know, when people could come up to the microphone and ask him questions, there were some kids that were just so shy, you know, that he'd leave his chair on the stage and go and sit down on the edge of the stage and talk privately with them to get them over their, you know, shyness so they would actually ask him a question. So he was just, he was a real player. It was fun. And Camille Kaduri is one hot mama.
Yeah, nice.
And I mean, you wouldn't know, you know, from the mother that she plays on the series, but she was, and she was a lot of fun, told a lot of racy stories. In fact, there was a panel of Camille and Noel and Annette, which went way off the deep end in terms, it started to get really raunchy because they were talking about what it was like to work with John Barrowman. And Noel Clark was doing the most wonderful imitations of him, which had us roaring. But they had to kind of tone it down because there were lots of kids in the audience. So then it kind of veered into innuendo. And, of course, the innuendo
was... Oh, you were well at home with that, then, I'll take it.
Yeah. So that was the most fun panel I think I've ever been to, listening to them talk. And I had a lot of interaction, of course, with Matthew Kressel, who isn't here.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he won the trivia contest again.
No,
what
really?
A surprise.
They even structured it to try to level the playing field so more people could do well, and he still won it, hands down.
How did they do that?
In the past, they just had random questions. Now, they had panels of three that they would sit down, and each one could choose, do you want a new Who questions or classic Who? And the questions were linked so that one question would lead to the next question, and each get progressively more difficult. Yeah, so then, you know, the younger, newer kids that would come up there and try, they always did well on the early new Who questions, you know, but of course they would all get stumped by the more difficult ones. And then they just did groups of three rounds of five questions each, you know, and so that was supposed to help, you know, level things out. But one objection that I had was that sometimes the link would take the new Who information into classic Who, so then those who had never seen the classics were absolutely stumped. And couldn't answer anything, you know, whereas Matthew, you know, he could transition from one to the other pretty effortlessly.
So could I.
Yeah, yeah, well, you probably could, yeah. You should come to Chicago TARDIS sometime. You'd give Matthew a run for his money. And there are certain people that are banned from playing because they're too good, and Matthew is one contest away from being banned.
And at Con GT this coming March, I'm going to be up on stage. Apparently asking the questions and not answering the questions in a trivia contest. So,
are you setting the questions?
Huh?
Are you setting the questions?
I don't know yet. Eddie and I are...
That'd be quite interesting if you could have set the questions for... Oh. You won't get this one at some point, wouldn't it?
Mistress?
Yeah. And the other panel that was the most fun to just...
I love the way she ignores him.
I am ignoring him.
Penny Dreadful, you can get it from Netflix on DVD.
There you go.
What was it? The other panel that was so much fun was Jason Hyelery and Nicholas Briggs doing, you know, Big Finish. But of course, you know, they just got sillier and sillier the more questions they got. And that was a lot of fun. And Nick Briggs got a lot of attention because, of course, he's the voice of the Daleks and the Cybermen. So the kids were just baiting him constantly to talk like a Cyberman or a Dalek. And he had a lot of fun doing that with them.
Did he have his
ring modulator? No.
Ring modulator? No.
No, he didn't have that. But he could do it pretty well even without the ring modulator.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, lots of fun. Spent a lot of money and, you know, met some interesting people.
Spent some money? What did you buy?
Oh, well, mostly I bought Big Finish CDs that you can't get on download. And I bought it was the cleverest thing I've seen. It's a torch, but it's a Dalek eye stock.
It's a torch, but it's a wood. Is it a torch? But it's,
no. Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
It's a torch and it's a wood.
So you can
no,
press
it's a torch, it's a Dalek eye stock.
So, you know, you can either turn on the torch or you can also, you know, or just independently press a button that makes it talk like a Dalek. So I got a couple of those for people that I know.
Brilliant.
Oh, and I also got hand and arm warmers that are the knitted copy of the Eighth Doctor's scarf.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So those, yeah, they'll keep me warm and, don't have to wrap myself up in a scarf.
Brilliant. Yeah. I'm glad you had a great time.
It was good fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the pictures then, which of course, listeners, if you join the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook join, which you can join. No, Facebook group, which you can join. You might get to see them.
I'd rather join a group.
Shut up, Kirby.
Oh,
right, talking about the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, we have had joinings from people, if I can actually get to the part of the page. That you can. I've got an old-fashioned Mac mouse that actually connects to the computer via a cable. It's very novel because the Bluetooth one got to the stage it just kept on disconnected when I really needed it to be connected the most. And the keyboard, the numbers 1 to 8 stopped working. So I've got a new keyboard that also connects directly to the computer. Like I said, very novel actually having stuff that isn't wireless. But funny enough, it's a blooming sight more reliable. Right, so time to welcome new members. See, I did have spots in my mouth when I had chicken pox. Very uncomfortable, has to be said. And my mouth hasn't quite recovered yet. That's the excuse I'm using, and that's the one I'm sticking by. Right, so who joined? Belinda A. Niblett joined. Brian Doob, he joined as well. And that's about it, I think, because Elvis Lee Thomas joined about 3 weeks ago, and Kieran Kinsella also joined about 3 weeks ago. So welcome to Brian and Belinda. We had a couple of departees as well, but we have 402 members. We never find out who actually leave. It's very strange. Right, so what was about to do? Oh, yeah, news, Doctor Who news, which goes back quite a bit. In fact, it goes back so far. It goes
master,
back to
master,
what?
Master.
Yes?
I just wanted to... I posted... couple of days ago, my birthday's coming up, and Julia, the geek daughter, gave me the greatest birthday present. She ordered from England a signed picture of Tom Baker for me.
Brilliant. No, I can't do much better than that, can you?
And it's just marvelous.
Excellent. Thank you, Marjorie. He agrees.
I posted a picture on the 20 Megabyte Doctor.
I think I've seen it, yeah.
Facebook
talking of
page.
Days that we missed, normally, I think Mary will vouch for me on this one, but when Thanksgiving comes along, I always send a message to my American friends, Happy Thanksgiving. But as I said, I was rather ill at the time, and it passed me by. So a belated Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hope you all had a great time. Obviously not. Never mind. Right, so... Yes, children need.
I got stuffed like the turkey.
Did you really? Children in need. They had a little bit of an elongated clip from the forthcoming Christmas special, which was really tantalising and quite interesting to see Jenna Coleman in it, because obviously we did have a bit of very short speculation as to whether she would indeed be in the Christmas special, and of course she is. But it also does rather imply that she's going to be in Series 9. And talking about Series 9...
We need a new companion.
Talking about Series 9, somewhere there was a confirmation that Capaldi is going to be playing the Doctor in Series 9 and Series 10. I hope that's true, because it was also confirmed that Matt Smith was going to be playing the Doctor in Series 8. That didn't happen. So I'm hoping that it is in fact true. And Clara's back, yes. So yeah, that looks really good. I really did enjoy because it was quite an elongated clip, that Children in clip, but it was fun. Final ratings for Death in Heaven were 7.6 million, which actually is very good. The fact that the ratings were quite good.
Yeah.
Good. I wish the episode had been better.
Cancel it again, you know, like they did when they cancelled it the first time. I don't want them to do that again. I want.
Yeah, we want to have something to moan about every week, don't we?
We're not true fans if we aren't.
Yes, exactly. Bernard Cribbins has been awarded the J.M. Barrie Award.
What's that for?
It says veteran actor and presenter and former Doctor Who companion. And the oldest companion, funny enough, Bernard Cribbins has been awarded the annual J.M. Barrie Award for a lifetime of unforgettable work for children on stage, film, television, and record.
J.M. Barrie would be the author of Peter Pan, would it not?
I think you're right. It says, doesn't say that, but yes.
That means we'll see Bernard Cribbins in green tights flying around.
Unlikely. Doctor Who Christmas cards. The Doctor Who Appreciation Society have created a new Doctor Who themed Christmas card for 2014. The cards are A5 size and can be purchased worldwide. Full details can be found via their website. And the profits for the sale of cards are to be donated to the Tiggy Winkles Wildlife Hospital Trust, whose vice president is Sixth Doctor and Society's own honorary president, the Colin Baker, friend of the show.
Yes.
Right.
Hello. Am
I going to say hello? Yeah, okay, hello.
Hello.
It's got to be the legend that is Isla.
She's run off.
She saw that angel.
Yeah, she heard Kirby's voice and disappeared very quickly.
Quickly back.
Anyway, sorry, Debbie. She's an angel.
She is an angel, but there's a weeping angel next to my computer, which scares her off. Oh, so she goes back in the other room. She's waving at it and running off.
I can hear her squeaking in fear, and that's not for the weeping angel, it's for the annoying Kirby, which is also at the other end of the timeline. Right then, magic is sitting there.
Nobody annoys me.
Don't they? Good, right. Anyway, some more news. Peter Capaldi apparently turned down the role of the Eighth Doctor because he thought he wouldn't get the part. No, well, that's true. He did. And the Doctor Who pop-up shop, returns to Melbourne on the 20th of November. Oh, that's in the past. What else we got here that could be relevant to now?
Well,
then?
Doctor Who is a time travel. So
there's stuff about Colin Baker talking about Capaldi and the Five-ish Doctors reboot. There's a Series 8 Q&A highlights, which you can actually watch on the Doctor Who News.
Oh, I haven't seen
website.
That.
I'm not going to play it now, but it probably.
Yeah,
is quite
if I were to play it, I'd start. My connection would go wobbly.
Yeah, well, don't then. Yes, Death in Heaven chart placing. The finale of Series 8 Doctor Who Death in Heaven finished as the 14th most watched program on British television for the week, according to the figures from BARB. The episode had an official 28.8% share of.
Who's
the total.
Barb? Where's Ian?
Shut up. Of the total TV audience. Top of the week was Strictly Come Dancing, which had 10.52 million viewers, just beating ITV's Snorton Yawny, otherwise known as Downton Abbey, which had 10.44 million viewers.
Master?
Yes?
I'm assuming you've never tried watching Downton Abbey?
I have, and it's boring.
Okay.
Wow.
It's very boring indeed. Right, so, what else we got here?
But you still haven't watched Sherlock, have you?
No, I'm not saying that's boring, because I can't give it a rating of anything, because I haven't watched it. But I have watched Downton Abbey, and it is indeed extremely tedious. Right, Cult Conversations on DVD. It says, Cult Conversations is an exciting new range of DVDs from Phantom Films featuring icons of British screen and television presented by television aficionado Toby Haddock. Not Toby Haddocky or Toby Haddock, according to Podshock. But no, it's Toby Haddock. Patron of the show. I think that's what his status is, isn't it? Can't remember.
Yes.
The series contains in-depth interviews from many associated with Doctor Who, including Katie Manning and Terry Molloy, as well as actors who have appeared in the series, such as Tom Adams from Warriors of Deep and John Carson from Snake Dance. The first three Cult Conversation DVDs are now released. Katie Manning, Terry Molloy, Valerie Leon. That's probably Leon, but I said Leon because it sounds more French. With the rest to be published next month, individually priced at a whopping £10.99 or £54.95 for the whole series. What do you think about that one, Debbie? Going to get your wallet out for that one?
Not sure. I'm opting the whole series of all the Doctors, including the War Doctor, down in our local shop. So I'm kind of saving.
I've mentioned that shop yet, but I must get down there at some point.
Get down there.
I thought you're quite persuasive. Go on, get them down there, see if they can sponsor the show. We can have free sponsors.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, Kirby suggested that the other day.
Yeah, I suggested that the other day. And how come you haven't gotten there? It's only right around the corner.
I haven't been well, Kirby, so I haven't actually been downtown. Doctor Who to headline Bell Media's Project
Latte. That one is literally right around the corner, isn't it?
Canadian company Bell Media have revealed today, that was the 26th of November, that its upcoming subscription on-demand video streaming service, codenamed Project Latte, will give users in Canada access to 108 episodes of Doctor Who. Well, that's not many then, is it, really? A Thanksgiving message from Peter Capaldi. I'm coming for you on Christmas Day. I'm not going to play that. Right. Series 8, Live Plus 7 figures. Figures showing the Live Plus 7 performance of Doctor Who Series 8 are now available. The Live Plus 7 figures is calculated by the BBC to try and get an accurate assessment of the total unique audience for an episode of a programme. Unlike the official BARB figures, the Live Plus 7 uses data to include those who watched one of the broadcast repeats of this episode and those who watched the episode on iPlayer, all within 7 days of the original transmission. On average, only 62% of the total audience of Doctor Who watched the programme live, including myself, so I don't get to see it live, or as a recording on the same day as broadcast. That's what I tend to do.
We don't get to see it live either.
Compared with an average of 86% across all BBC programmes, about 24% time shift and recording, compared with an average of 6%, while 4% watch one of the repeats, compared with an average of 6%. Around 9% watch on iPlayer, the BBC average being 2%. The Live Plus 7 figures give a fairly consistent rating across the series, with almost 10.8 million turning in for the 12th of Doctor's debut. The average rating drops to around 8 million for the rest of the series, with Death in Heaven finishing with around 8.8 million watching. So the least watched episode, according to those figures, was... I hope I get this right. The Caretaker. So there you go. Hartnell wishes viewers a happy Christmas again. BBC One this evening began its countdown to Christmas, to the Christmas season, with a special trail broadcast after tonight's edition of Strictly Come Dancing. That was the 29th of November, reminding viewers of some of the Christmas programmes they have enjoyed on the channel in previous decades. The trail, which is available on the official BBC YouTube channel, features examples of some of the channel's previous festive station idents, clips from various Christmas specials down the years, and William Hartnell, the First Doctor. The Feast of Stephen, seventh episode of the Daleks' Master Plan in 1965, was the First Doctor Who episode to be broadcast on Christmas Day. I haven't actually seen that because it's not available, I don't think, but I have actually listened to it, and it's really, it's a proper romp, that episode. Anybody else listen to that one? No?
No.
Okay, well, I would advise you get a chance to listen to, it's a nice one to listen to anyway, Daleks' Master Plan, as an audio adventure. I think Peter Purvis fills in the gaps on it. And that episode, the Christmas Feast of Stephen episode, is really, really good to listen to. So I'd love to have actually been able to see it.
If we're going, Master,
yeah.
Are we going to be doing your suggestion of a couple of months ago and starting in on First Doctor order, so we will all get a chance.
Yes, absolutely. I think we should try and at least listen to the ones we can't see, or even watch constructions, if reconstructions are possible. I know there's a reconstruction of Marco Polo.
Okay, yes. I found a couple of places on YouTube where we can get some pretty good reconstructions that are possibly... It'll be a mixture. There's some people have tried animating. Which might be interesting versus the
That's one thing I've never
stills.
Done. Alicia, when she did the you know, watching every episode from the beginning, of course she's now fallen apart from that because she hasn't actually watched the last series of Doctor Who, but when she did watch all the classics, she didn't include anything that wasn't on, you know, something we could watch on TV. So we watched the, you know, the surviving episodes. So she is obviously still hasn't seen the episodes that have been resurrected, if you like, from the African vaults. So anything like that, I think it would be nice to just find a way of either listening to the episodes. They are all available on audio, or watching a reconstruction, whether it be animated or whether it be a fan-made reconstruction. I didn't actually do that last time, so that's something that, you know, we can do by way of the fact that Bigger on the Inside did it. They did actually do that by watching reconstructions, etc. So I think that'd be quite good.
So does that mean that we are going to start next week?
I'm not sure. What do you think? Because if you bear in mind, if we do start it next week, we've got a couple of weeks before we got the Christmas special coming. So
yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, so maybe we might wish to wait.
I think I was always saying that after the Christmas special airs, maybe I'll pick it up from there. But
we're going to have to define, though, like how much we're going to watch. Because if we say, yeah, we're going to watch like the first...
Well,
what I suggest, Mary,
if it's, I think we might have to do things like have a couple of weeks gap between episodes if it's an extremely long story.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a major problem. We've got to give ourselves, you know, time to give the stories, you know, the view that they deserve, you know, and rushing through them won't do that. So if it means we have to wait a couple of weeks, we'll do that.
All the past several years when we've been doing the randomizer, we've been able to do
most of the time. But when we come to things like the war games, I'd like to actually...
Yeah, the war games.
I'd like to give that credit, the credit that it's due. And certainly Dalek's Master Plan, which is a very long story.
I must say, when the first time I saw the war games, I'm looking at the number of episodes, I'm going, oh, goodness, how can I do this? I watched it straight through and just enjoyed it so much. I did not expect it to be as good as
brilliant.
It was.
But we'll talk about that later. Right. Yeah. Now it's time for the return of You Won't Get This One.
What? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Fortunately, I found my box of Trivial Pursuit questions, and the first of them goes to Debbie, and I'm only reading them off the order they come on the card, and the subject on this particular instance is Time Lords. What was the name of the Ood who visited the Tenth Doctor during his final adventure and eventually sang to him, sang to his sleep, sorry, yes, what was that name of that Ood then, Debbie?
I know.
I can't remember.
Debbie gets this, and Kirby gets this when he gives
Sigma.
The answer. That's the correct answer. Kirby.
What was his name?
Ood Sigma.
That.
Okay. Sigma.
Yes. Right, Kirby.
Master.
What is the name of the key that UNIT entrust Martha with when Davros moves?
Osterhagen key.
Surprise, surprise, is the correct answer. Right, Mary.
Exterminarin. Yes. Exterminarin.
Yes.
I've been busy posting photos, so I'm...
Yes.
Exterminatum.
Yes. Right, Mary.
Yes?
In The Daleks, which is quite funny because you probably haven't seen it because it's a Hartnell story. In The Daleks, what is the name of the lake beyond the Dalek city that glows in the moonlight and is home to giant glowing-eyed monsters?
I don't have a clue.
I thought you might
not. I don't either.
Anybody?
Hello?
Pardon?
Lake Skaro? I don't know.
No, it was the Lake of Mutations. Right. Debbie.
Oh, ooh. Sure. Why didn't I know that?
I don't know. Debbie?
Yeah?
What French lady links 1727, 1745, 1753, and 1758?
Madame de Pompadour.
I'll give you an extra point if you can remember her maid, her Christian name.
I can't. Oh, something Poussin. Rennet or
well
something
done.
Like that.
Well done. I'm impressed. Right. Kirby.
Master.
Who did the time engine that landed on top of 79 Aikman Road belong to?
What?
Who did the time engine that landed on top of 79 Aikman Road belong to?
What? Don't repeat it. I have no idea.
Right, anybody?
Wait.
You said no. Sorry, don't get another go. Anybody other than Kirby?
Can I guess?
No, because you can go. Yeah. You won't get any points for it.
H.G. Wells?
I should deduct a point for that. It's absolutely terrible. The silence is the answer.
Oh.
Right, Mary.
Oh. Yes.
What was the name of the famous immigration station in New York's Hudson Bay that Captain Jack had to pass through in 1892?
The only one I know is Ellis Island.
Well, that would be the correct answer then.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now I know what. Okay, you were talking about the modern story, and I didn't get the address of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Right, Debbie. Which Time Lord always had a tattoo of a mythical serpent eating his own tail on his or her body?
I know.
I think it's the Master, but I'm not sure.
Well, you think incorrectly. Go on then, Kirby.
The Corsair.
Is the correct answer. Right. Kirby.
Master.
Martha Jones' older sister was known as Tish, but what was her real name?
Jeez.
Sorry.
No? Okay. Anybody
it's
else?
Probably not Morticia.
No. Anybody?
Was it Patricia?
No, it was Letitia. Right. Mary.
Yeah.
In The Evil of the Daleks, what does Theodore Maxtable's time cabinet contain 144 of?
Oh, yeah. We all know that one.
I don't know. I've just forgotten for the moment here. I'm sure I'll think of it.
So is that you don't know, basically?
I don't know.
Okay. Does anybody know?
Bullets?
No, it was mirrors. All right. Debbie.
Oh, obviously, yes.
Year is it when the Doctor and Clara encounter a lone ice warrior on a Russian submarine?
Um, 1952, I don't know.
Anybody?
Nope.
The answer was 1983, and the clue was Vienna by Ultravox. All right, Kirby.
Master.
Who does the 10th Doctor say controlled the army of Meanwhiles in the Neverwares?
What?
Oh, for God's sake. That was difficult enough to read as it was. Who does the 10th
no,
Doctor...
No, don't repeat it. Oh. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's easy enough. I can do that. Yeah. Anybody?
No.
Okay, the answer was, could have been king.
What?
What's the answer?
What?
The could have been king. Right.
Okay, what is this?
Doesn't say...
We need more reference.
It doesn't say. It's a Trivial Pursuit question. Doesn't elaborate. Doesn't have a pedantry setting on it. It just gives the question and expects an answer. Right. Mary.
Wait. I need to know what this even refers to. Read the question again so I can
Who
Google
does
it.
The 10th Doctor say controlled the army of Meanwhiles and the Neverwares?
Meanwhiles. Okay.
Right. Mary.
That's come up.
Mary.
Yeah?
In the world of Doctor Who, what kind of publication is The Examiner?
Kind of. Is it a newspaper?
It is a newspaper. And if you can elaborate, it actually
he knows to give me the
four
easy
episodes
ones.
Since 2005. And it does pedantically go on about that on that particular question, but not the one Kirby was talking about. Right, Debbie.
Well, by the way, to the Army of Meanwhiles and Neverwheres fought in the last great time war under the command of the could have been king in the end of time.
Yeah, thank you for that. Right. Debbie?
Yeah?
Which Doctor's outfit featured a stick of celery? That was very faint, but we just about got it. Right. Kirby?
Master?
Which of the Doctor's companions worked at H.C. Clements?
That would be Donna.
That would be correct. Mary?
Yes?
In the Ninth Doctor story, Dalek, what is the name that Collector Henry Van Straten gives to his captive Dalek? Is it, and you have a multiple choice questions here. Is it, be quiet, Kirby.
Yeah.
Is it Metaltron, Metaltron, Metalbot, War Machine, or Domatron 3000? So those are the options.
Whatever the first one was.
The first one was Metaltron. Is that your answer?
That's my choice.
That would be correct. Right, so scores so far. In last place with 5 points is Debbie. And in joint first place with 6 points each is Kirby and Mary. Kirby and Mary. Right, this is Debbie's question. Debbie, right. In what year did Terry Molloy first portray Davros? You got multiple choice, or do you want to just give me the answer?
I think I might know, but give me multiple choice.
Okay, 1984, 1983, 1986, or 1982?
I'm going 1983 for some reason, and it's probably wrong.
Anybody?
No.
You can have a guess. There's only three options left.
1982. I don't know.
All right. Kirby is Mary.
Got two left.
What are the two that are left?
Oh, good grief. was it 1986 and 1984?
I'll go with
1986. The answer was
1984. We all got it wrong.
Right. Kirby.
Master.
In the Talons of Weng Chiang, what is the murderous Mr. Sin, a.k.a. the Peking Homunculus, is it a ventriloquist dummy, a Mr. Punch puppet, a pantomime horse, or a mannequin?
Ventriloquist dummy.
So he sounds quite confident, and quite rightly so. Right, Mary.
One of the best stories ever.
Mary.
Yes.
Sylvester McCoy, your old mate and friend of the show, a.k.a. the Seventh Doctor, starred in the movie adaptation of The Hobbit, but who did he portray? Is it...
I know.
Is it Radagast, Saruman... Saruman, Balin, or the shut up, or the Goblin King. Right, so is it Radagast?
Yeah, that's Radagast.
Oh, you think it's Radagast?
Just, Radagast.
Shut up,
Radagast.
Correct answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, right.
I'm guessing Radagast. You haven't seen the movie.
No, I haven't. But the third one's coming out soon, isn't it? So I'm thinking I might watch them all three together at some point.
Did you know Sylvester McCoy is part of that?
Are you being silly?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Right, Debbie. I don't know where you end up with these questions. This is quite funny. Right, Debbie. Which Doctor's outfit featured a cat badge?
Me? I got that one again. Oh,
it's a different question. It's slightly different. Go on then. Pardon? Pardon, what's the answer?
Colin Baker.
I'll give you that one, even though the actual answer is the sixth. Right, Kirby.
Yeah.
Master.
What was Martha Jones's mother's name? Do you want the multiple choice, or are you going to go...
Yes, multiple choice.
Francis, Francine, Francisco, or Franella?
Francine.
Is the correct answer. Oh, great. I thought you said half 12. Right, Mary.
Yes.
In which 1980s story is a Dalek first seen levitating up a flight of stairs? It's no Dalek. Multiple choice. Hang on. I'll do the question again. In which 1980s story is a Dalek first seen levitating up a flight of stairs?
I know.
Oh, I don't know.
After all that. Right, go on then, Kirby.
Remembrance.
Is the correct answer.
Oh.
Right. Debbie.
Yeah?
In what year did John Sim first play the Master?
Ooh.
2005?
Years aren't your forte, are they? Right, anybody?
2007.
Is the correct answer. Right, Kirby.
Master.
The Doctor first meets us on Taran in The Time Warrior, but which of these was his name? Do you need the names or can you get it from...
Give me the names.
Okay. Lynx, Dax, Strax or Frix?
Lynx.
Is the correct answer. Right, Mary.
Yes.
Which American medical drama was Alex Kingston, a.k.a. River Song, a long-standing cast member of?
ER.
Is the correct answer.
Yeah,
right, hang on. I've just got to nip out and let the dog in before they scratch the door to pieces. Go on, in. Right, the cable's got caught around me. Right, so the scores. Pardon me. The scores at the moment are, in last place with 7 points, it's Debbie. In second place with 10 points, it's Mary. In the lead with 14 points, it's Kirby. Right, so the next question.
Debbie's off her... She's done a lot better before. What's wrong?
Don't know.
Isla here.
No, it's Isla's time. Right then. Debbie, what revelation about the Doctor's people takes place in the War Games? Hang on, I'm finding my keyboard.
Dead.
Hang on a sec there. My keyboard's gone a bit funny here. It's scrolling through all these things. Sorry, what was your question? What was the answer? What's going on?
I said that they're all dead.
Right. Right then. So the answer, therefore, is this one. Why is it not playing? Hang on. My computer's gone funny. Hang on. Hang on, I've just got to do this. Hang on, my keyboard's stuck. I'll close that window down. My computer's gone all weird. It's like, thank you.
Are we still recording?
Yes, we are. I'm just trying to work out why my computer's gone funny. Hang on, just closing some windows down. No, I'm going to open the windows back up again now.
Can someone just give me an please?
I will do in a minute when I found the window. Hang on. Yeah, it started scrolling through all the every icon on my desktop randomly. Don't know why it did that because it was on the
cable. It's been taken over.
Right, here we go. Hang on. Technical problems. This is, as Ben would say, it's very slick. Right then. Right, Debbie, hang on. Debbie?
Yeah. The suspense was killing me.
Yeah, right. You want anybody to come up with the answer? Do you want to do the question again?
No.
Right, anybody know the answer to this question, other than Debbie, of course, was what revelation about the Doctor's people takes place in the War Games? Anybody?
Nope.
Okay. The answer is they are named for the first time, as in they are revealed as Time Lords for the first time. Right then. Kirby.
Master.
In The End of Time, the Doctor is warned that he will knock four times, but which unlikely person ends up fulfilling the prophecy?
I know.
Cribbits.
No, the character's name. The character's name, not the actor, is the correct answer. Oh, I've got a delay. Hang on, what's going on here? Let's try again. Oh dear, my computer's playing up. Come on, here's a come on. It don't, if it refuses to play the correct answer, Jim, or sneezing for that matter. There we go. It's not doing it. What's it doing? You've broken my computer. Now it's going to open up. Oh, my God, it's running so slowly. Someone's broken my computer.
Such
it's opened up iTunes and I don't want... I'm getting cross now. Something funny going on here. Bear with me. I've got to close down iTunes now after it's done that. Right. Now it's playing Pussycat Doll.
Hi-ho!
There we go. Right then, I'm just going to play it now properly. What's this thing doing? Right, it's refused to play my jingles now. Right, so I'll have to pretend... Well, I forget the jingles because my computer's playing it. Right, where'd I get up to? Who's that? Is that Kirby?
I don't know. Who's last?
Yeah, you got 2 points, didn't you?
I think Deb was last.
Yeah, so I didn't... I get right... Yeah, 2 points. Right, Derry, forget about the jingles. Because I can't play any dings. That sounds a bit rude, actually. When I close a window, Dan, it closes down ridiculously slowly. I don't know what's going on with this. And then it opens up ridiculously slowly. It's never done that before. Do you think there's a virus on my computer?
Wait, I thought it was a Macintosh.
Macintoshes can get viruses. Nope, okay, nobody answered.
You're breaking my heart.
It's breaking my heart. Don't go breaking my heart. Oh, now it's opened up about 15 windows. Help! My computer's going all haywire. Ah, now it's opened up iTunes again. Bloody hell. Hang on. Blimmin' iTunes. Shut up! I don't want to open these tracks up. Now he's playing the theme tune. It's gone. God's sake. Oh, no, it's... Right, I'm getting cross with stupid machines. Anyway, right, so try and returning to the... Who's playing... Oi, stop it! Right. Whose go is it? I've lost track. Right, this is must be Mary's go. Mary?
I think it's Kirby's turn.
No, Kirby had the Wilfred Mott question. Right, Mary.
Okay.
Complete the story title. Carnival of...
Monsters.
Correct. Right. Debbie?
Yes?
In what year did Davros make his first appearance in Doctor Who? You never get this one because you've got a good years.
One.
I beg your pardon?
You already asked me that one, didn't
no,
you?
No, I didn't, no. What year did Davros first...
Shush, Isla. We all got it wrong. It was 1984.
No, that was a different question.
Different Davros.
Yes, Davros.
Yes. Isla, shush.
What year?
I have no idea. 1960.
No, it wasn't. Right.
No.
Right then. Anybody?
I don't know the specific year, sorry.
You can have a guess. It's a guessable one. No.
1978.
No, the answer was 1975. 1975 was the answer, right.
Oh.
Kirby.
Master.
What foe does the Doctor come face to face with on Fang Rock for the first and only time?
How is my mind blank?
I have no idea.
The cabbage monster. Darn.
No.
Pass.
Anybody?
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it either.
Nobody? Right, the answer is the Rutan. And Mary?
Yes.
Which member of the League of Gentlemen starred in the episode Silence in the Library? Was it Mark Gatiss or Gattis? I think it's Gatiss, actually. Rhys Shearsmith, Jeremy Dyson, or Steve Pemberton?
Who was that for?
It was for Mary.
Oh, for me? Okay.
Yeah, so Mark Gatiss.
Mark Gatiss.
No. Anybody?
No. What were the other names? Okay.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Sorry, what was that, Debbie?
Steve Pemberton.
There's the correct answer, right.
Yeah, it's what I would
have
said.
Last round of questionising. Oh, put the box on top of the thing.
Questionising.
Right then. Debbie, what race are the Rani, the Monk and the Valiard? Hello?
Come on.
Yeah.
It's easy.
What race are the Rani, the Monk and the Valiard?
Time Lords.
Correct.
Yeah.
Kirby.
Master.
In which story did Leela of the Severteam, companion of the Fourth Doctor, first appear? Do you need the list of titles or can you do it without that?
Let me think. Give me the list.
Face of Evil, Talons of Weng Chiang.
Face of Evil, there we go.
Mary. In the Second Doctor story, The Time Meddler, what historical battle is the meddling monk trying to alter the outcome of?
Oh my gosh, that's one story I haven't seen.
Is there a list?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, I'm passing.
Does anybody know?
Nope.
Nope.
The answer is the Battle of Hastings.
Gee, and you've all seen it.
I haven't seen
Sadly
it.
Sadly for not seeing it.
Okay, Debbie.
So this must be set in 1066.
Quite possibly. Debbie?
Yeah.
In what year did the Jadoon make their first appearance? You seem to be getting these year questions, and you've got an option, or four. Right, 2006, 2007, 2008, or 2009.
2007.
Is the correct answer. Kirby. Kirby.
Master.
Who are the Sontarans fighting a never-ending war against?
The Rutans.
Oh, it's a Rutan host, but I'll give you that one. Right then, Mary.
And it's interesting. I wouldn't have gotten that one if you hadn't brought up the stupid cabbage
exactly.
a few minutes ago.
I know. Mary. Mary.
Yes.
Right. Mark Gatiss has written and starred in several Doctor Who episodes. Which of the following did he also star in? Was it The League of Gentlemen, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea, or Gentlemen Prefer Blondes?
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
No, it's not the League of Extraordinary. Anybody?
No.
League of Gentlemen.
Is the correct answer. Right, so the final scores in last place with 12 points is Mary. In second place with 13 points is Debbie. And the winner with 20 points is Kirby. And I can't play the end theme tune because my pooter's not working properly. Right. I don't know why it's doing that. I really don't know. Being a pain in the neck. Right, so the last thing we've got to do this week is sponsors. If my computer can actually open up a window
figure out what we're
going to
talk about next.
I really don't understand why it's doing that. It's never ever performed like this before, but nevertheless it's doing it now just to annoy me. And talk about what we're doing next week. Yes, what are we doing next week?
You said you'd say the sponsors today.
That's what I'm just doing that now.
No,
would that be whoone.co.uk?
No, that's normally. Go on then, Isla.
Say it again, darling.
Whoone.co.uk.
Ooh,
that was
better
than better Mary.
Than I do.
Hey?
Whoone.co.uk.
That's definitely better than how Mary does it.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Thank you, Lally.
Yeah,
bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Isla. Right then, so... what we can get on the whoone.co.uk, and especially bearing in mind Christmas is coming, TARDIS Siege Cube at £49.99, TARDIS Pocket Pal, well, that is quite cute, cool. It's got four sound effects and phrases, and it's like a key ring, and you press the buttons and it makes sounds. The Dalek Wallet, which is a bright TARDIS blue wallet with pictures of Daleks on, £12.99. TARDIS Wallet, which looks really cool again. It sort of has an embossed TARDIS shape on it. A standard wallet other than that, £9.99. Adabos Purse, which is very feminine, at £9.99. And the TARDIS Purse, which is a TARDIS blue, and looks like it can fit quite a lot of stuff in there, which wouldn't be any use to me then. That's £14.99. It's quite ironic looking at these items that we went to Harrods on Sunday and went into the Chanel section and had a look at some purses, some handbags. And Deb took a particular shine to this lovely bright blue purse, which was at a bargain offer price of £569.
Now, I don't want to be rude, but I'm going to need to cut off so I can finish getting ready for work.
Your part?
Was it decided what we're doing next week?
Not yet.
Not yet, no. We might have to leave that one open. I'll let Deb...
I'm working Tuesday.
Well, we can't do it on Tuesday then, can we? When aren't you working?
I'm not working on Monday or Sunday.
Oh, how about Sunday?
Possibly Sunday, but I've got a funny feeling I've got something on Sunday. We'll leave that as a possible for Sunday.
And what would we be
and
talking
Monday
about
for backup.
Anyway?
What would you like to talk about, Kirby?
How about everybody's own personal favourite episode?
Of?
that, of
what? Of New Who or everything?
Everything, of everything.
Oh, go on, that's a good idea. We'll do that. Yes, favourite episodes next week then of All Who.
A yes? Classic
okay,
and
so
new?
That's...
Shall we do the top three favourite episodes then?
Top three.
That's going to be a really short
episode. Don't worry, it won't be because we're talking.
Okay, post that to the Facebook group because I'm going to have to run in a couple of minutes.
I'll let Debbie do that because I've got to go and prepare myself for lunch and then for work.
Top three favourite episodes
of all time.
And that can include all things.
All
big
things.
Finishing things.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Can
big finish?
Things.
No.
Well, you can do big finish if you like. I won't be included big finish because I don't really you know, listen to that much Big Finish too. Although I'd have got a favourite. Spare Parts is my favourite.
Now.
Okay, we'll stick to TV series. Is that all right with you, Mary?
Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant. Okay, we'll do that then.
And if we went into Big Finish, boy, I'd really be lost. I wouldn't know what to pick.
Spare Parts. Well, some of the Zagreus stories are very good too. Right, so that's it then. Thanks for listening, and I'm welcoming us back to the cyber world. Until next week, hopefully I won't catch any more diseases that stop the show. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Finn.
The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast is an APV Services production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is the trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.